from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Good morning, Metroplex. It's the Friday edition of the Fellas All Together live on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube, trying to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible. On DFW Sports Station, in case you did not know, we are your home of the Rangers and the Cowboys, who will play their tomorrow night right here on this radio station. Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, let's get the preview.
Yep, let's take a look at the five players who have the most on the line in Saturday's game. What?
As Bobby tries to down whatever he was eating in the commercial break.
I stopped eating a good minute ago.
We hear you.
We hear you.
Why would we just have looked at each other?
Because you saw me eating.
What are you eating?
Cardettos.
And what is that?
They're good. Here, try them.
No, what is it? Just say it.
They're like a snack mix, like Chex Mix.
All right.
Only saltier. Seasoned, like Peyton's
seasoned
hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
All right, your junk food consumption. I have never seen this guy eat an actual meal. It's just hotel lobby. What bag of chips? What cookies? What this? What that?
I got to eat in pockets. That's how I do it. All right, the Cowboys take on the Raiders on Saturday night. The five players with the most on the line in Saturday's game. Number one,
hot pockets.
Trey Lance. That is the number one guy, because Trey Lance, I think you can make an argument. No player in the NFL has more future earnings on the line based on the preseason than Trey Lance.
Oh, I would totally agree. He needs to play the whole, every snap.
And look, you look at the fact that barring an injury to Dak, Trey Lance is not getting on the field again after the preseason. Not for meaningful snaps, not for extended looks. And so if you want to talk about whether he's going to be valued here or good tape for the rest of the 32 teams in the NFL or 31 teams in the NFL, then he's got to perform at a high level this week.
Right. Like the Patriots last night, I think made a mistake. Like they played Bailey Zappi and Jacoby Brissett for a couple series. Like your future is tied up in Drake May or Joe Milton because you don't know what those guys are. You know what Jacoby Brissett is. And you know what Bailey Zappi is. Like
don't know if I want the kid whose confidence I need to grow playing in the third and especially fourth quarter with guys who are not going to make the team.
That's fair. Well, I get it. I mean, because what's going to happen is Trey Lance gets to the second half, and if he puts a ball on somebody, there's a much better chance that that's a drop in the fourth quarter than...
It's like Caitlin Clark out there.
If he was in the first quarter of a regular season game.
Yeah, exactly. But right. I mean, the coaches do a good job, I think, of
recognizing that.
Going over the tape and then telling him in meeting rooms, like, hey, you put the ball right there, you got to be better, you got to catch it. Yeah. And, making sure he knows that what he did was the right thing. Number two, cornerback Eric Scott Jr. Now, he was really not good in the preseason opener. He had the interception, but overall, he was not good. He was getting picked on a lot, and his sponsor is no longer in the building. Dan Quinn was the guy who was the big fan of Eric Scott when they drafted him. And so you're having to convince a coaching staff. You've got a lot of competition. When they went out and acquired Andrew Booth, that puts a lot more pressure on Eric Scott to show up now in games, because Nashawn Wright was kind of already out of sight, out of mind, and halfway out the door. And so that wasn't considered real competition. Booth, they've traded for now. They're trying to get him some work in there. That's going to create more competition and going to put more pressure on Eric Scott then to perform at a high level, especially with, you know, Trayvon Diggs and his knee issue coming off the knee injury, making sure that he's still the player that he was before he got hurt. Number three, Cooper Beebe. So now that Cooper Beebe's been given the first team snaps at center, it felt like pressure was kind of off of him for the first few weeks of camp. It was like, Brock Hoffman's got the job. Just work your stuff out, buddy.
Yeah.
Now that he's gotten first team reps in practice, and during that scrimmage, I think it was the first play, the first snap of team period, Cooper Beebe had a missed snap and couldn't connect with Dak Prescott. And that wasn't even a shotgun snap. That was under center. And so those snap issues that have cropped up that have gotten better over the course of camp need to continue moving forward, needs to get sharper, needs to show up in games. And actually, with Trey Lance back there, working with a mobile quarterback actually has a tendency to be more difficult for offensive linemen. Offensive linemen generally don't like working with mobile quarterbacks as much as they do pocket guys because they feel like,
right,
I know my job, I know where I'm supposed to stand. Trey Lance could break the pocket at any time or try to freelance or do something different, and I think I've done my job and shifted somebody over here, and then Trey Lance walks right into him because he's not where he's supposed to be in the depth of the pocket. And so that can create more issues. Cooper Beebe's got to be aware of that, have that sort of recognition, and clean up some of the snap issues.
Mike McCarthy on Beebe, Zach Wilchuk's man crush, earning first team reps at center.
I really like what Cooper did. Thought he had quality snaps, both at the center and guard. We're gonna give Cooper some opportunities here with the ones, you know, with the first group moving forward. So he'll start working in there. So he has earned that opportunity, and thought he did a nice job. But you know, also he had some rookie things. I mean, you know, technique and fundamentals. We looked like we played our first game, and you know, and that's really reflected for most of the guys.
So he's somebody who I think has earned more reps in terms of the snapping has gotten better. He does show a lot of, you know, positive traits, the way he's able to get up to the second level, the kind of power that he plays with. That's all good. That's the kind of stuff that you would want in a center, the high IQ, the mental processing, all that's great. He's got to be able to snap the ball, though. It's like if you can do everything else,
yeah,
as a quarterback, but then you can't throw the football. It's like, well, okay, well, how much do you do for me other than win the MVP twice for Baltimore? Willie Harvey, number four, a friend of the show here. Willie Harvey. Willie Harvey was a bubble guy coming into camp, but he's been pretty consistent during the practices and developed there was a strong sense from a lot of people based on the practices that Willie Harvey was now on the roster. He had a bad game on Sunday. It was not good. He went viral for running into the wrong gap, letting a play blow up. Just it wasn't good. The problem is he can't afford to develop a reputation as one of those guys who practice warrior, can't take it into the game. So this is a big game to continue that progression. Being that he was in the UFL for an entire season and then went into the playoffs for the UFL, it's kind of a double-edged sword. So he benefits from it in terms of he's in better playing shape than the other guys. He's at a level where I've been playing football. I walk in ready. I've got the advantage. And he worked at multiple positions. He played Will, he played strong side, he played Mike linebacker in the UFL. So he's dealt with a lot of these different things that the Cowboys are now asking him to do. But he is definitely, you're going to have to watch out for the fatigue factor with him. Because it hit Turpin his first year. It hits these guys who play all summer long and then walk into an NFL camp. It causes
smaller
a problem.
Too.
Yeah, he's
him and Overshone, you look at them and you're not thinking NFL linebacker.
I would think, if I just look at Overshone, I'm like, ooh, like tight end, wide out.
Well, you know, and that's kind of becoming safety. The new linebacker a little bit because they ask you to do so much coverage. Yeah. They've gotten smaller. That's why eventually they think there are some people who believe we're going to go back to getting 330-pound offensive linemen to just run over you. Once the linebackers completely shift to being 210 pounds, we're going to go back to just running over them because they won't be able to get off of blocks.
When I was in college, the trend was take, you know, like over-recruit running backs and then move them to linebacker. If the depth chart at running back is just so big, just take that running back because they're fast, physical. Usually, like they're bowling balls, moving to linebacker. But now it's got like it's the complete opposite. Just find safeties and moving to linebacker.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Or move Micah from linebacker to running back, like Mike McCarthy did at practice the other day, throwing him out there. And then McCarthy, they're like, McCarthy said he legitimately thinks Micah could play running back in the NFL. He said that the other day. He goes,
he probably could.
And he goes, but I'm not gonna hand him the ball and have him get hurt in practice. He said, if Micah Parsons got hurt playing running back in a practice I was running, he said, I would immediately walk off the field and just keep on walking.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
All right, I know I'm done. This is over for me. And number five.
Oh my God. Can you imagine that?
Holy cow. You can't.
Hamstring pop.
You can't even like think about it. It just hurts to think about. Imagine what would happen there.
Number five, Jaylen Cropper, the wide receiver. So Cropper's made a really strong push since we left Oxnard. It was all about Tyron Billy Johnson and Racy McMath while we were out there in Oxnard. But Cropper is the one who surpassed them, and now he's the one with the outside shot at actually making the 53-man roster. I know that being on the practice squad last year, there are a lot of people who believe Jaylen Cropper can be on an NFL roster. Like, he can be an NFL receiver consistently. He can follow this Dennis Houston path of earning a spot on the 53 by showing consistency and being where he's supposed to be, you know, every single time, and showing the same player at practice and then in the games, which he has shown. He's been that guy in the practices, and then last week against the Rams, he showed up in a similar way. So if he keeps that going, he can follow that Dennis Houston path.
I have to say, I'm pleasantly surprised by the wide receiver / offensive output at training camp without Lamb. We have not really had a ton of stories where we're like, offense is dead. The offense can't do anything. Second half against the Rams the other day, Broadus and others were talking about it. And, you know, you'd have to look at that as a credit to Dak Prescott. Against a secondary group who did not have Diggs to start, but a nice secondary group that's out there, I was expecting to hear stories of the passing attack looking woeful without Lamb there.
Yeah, and I think early on they had their struggles in terms of just not like a bunch of turnovers, but just moving the ball efficiently in some of the team period. But they've cleaned it up, and you've seen, like we said, Tyron Billy Johnson, Racy McMath, Jaylen Cropper, like they've made plays in these practices.
And you see, did you notice the one thing? You're going to hate this. And I'm surprised you don't dislike Tyron Billy Johnson for this one reason. Did you see who his biggest influence is athletically?
No.
Angel Reese.
Why?
He rocks the single leg sleeve, and then he's got the short shorts on the other side. He cuts his pants, right? He cuts them super short like the kids do. So he shows a lot of thigh on the right, and then he's got the super long leg sleeve. He's a big WNBA fan, has to be. Like big that? Angel Reese. He's modeling his style
did
after Angel Reese.
Did he say Angel?
No, he didn't. I'm putting words in his mouth, but I'm really trying just to make Bobby discuss.
Jalen Tolbert has done that for 3 years before any of us knew who Angel Reese even was.
No, so, absolutely not.
Yeah, I mean, he absolutely has. And so I think this is just another case of trying to give credit to the WNBA where they don't deserve it. But yeah, that was the five players in the Cowboys-Raiders game that have the most on the line in Saturday's game, whether it be because of future earnings or just flat-out roster spot.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up. Choppy, what is happening with the Olympic controversy over the bronze medal? What is the update on this?
Well, the latest is that she was told to give it back, right? But she was told to give the medal back. But now the new thing is she put out this post. Right, she put this long post out on social media, really kind of going at the whole process. The entire process sucks. Jordan Chiles lost her appeal for getting this medal back. So the U.S. Olympic Committee was like, no, we have information that shows that we got this in 47 seconds, not 64 seconds.
All right.
They said, too bad. No, you know, you're still up to get the medal back. I don't think she's giving the medal back, though.
Jordan, listen up, Odyssey app. I know you're there. Give the damn medal back. You will win from a sympathetic PR standpoint. This is Sean Shreve, Sean and RJ, PR company, advising you. Give it back and you will win because everyone will feel a lot more sorry for you. And Bobby, finish it up with our hard, harsh take.
All right. Don't be scared now. I'm not.
Don't be scared.
Right.
You wrote it.
All right.
I'm going to agree with you.
Fine. I'm over it. I've never seen somebody fight so hard to be recognized as a loser.
Honestly, as losing.
Yeah. You were the silver medalist of the losers. You weren't even the top loser. You
were first and last.
It's just disgusting to me that somebody named Jordan would fight to be recognized as third.
Yeah, that's something LeBron Chiles would do.
Never in my life would I ever expect somebody named Jordan to have that kind of take.
At least over gold, I could see not keeping it in your house and burying it and putting it in, you know, a secret hiding spot. Just give it back and you will win in terms of people wanting to give you stuff.
You will win the PR battle if you give it back. But like, she genuinely did. It's like Paul Hamm.
She technically lost. It's like Dez. It's the same thing as Dez. We all saw it. We know technically it was not a catch.
Right.
And technically she's not the bronze medal winner.
Like, technically, she scored better than the other lady, than the other gymnast.
But in reality...
Because they screwed up the scoring, and it was too late on the appeal. They didn't recognize it in the beginning. She didn't. So, like, but this is, like, different. Like, Paul Hamm, he doesn't deserve the gold. The other guy actually did beat him.
Yeah.
I'd have a much harder time keeping that gold if I was him than I would her.
Like, so you're saying that the judges admitted...
Everybody really knows that she did have a better event. But because the judges screwed up the scoring with the initial difficulty and the appeal was too late, so she genuinely is the bronze.
All right,
Paul Hamm's genuinely not the gold.
I'm changing my mind. Sorry, Bobby. You're the a-hole. You continue to hate women. The other girl involved in this, she needs to step forward and say, I know I didn't really win it.
Right.
And you keep the bronze.
None of them
She's
won.
The one who needs to step forward to make the public decision and the announcement.
None of them won, though. It was the bronze. What are we? I don't need a 5,000-word statement on a bronze medal.
I love it, Bobby.
Give back the bronze.
I love it, Bobby.
Give back the bronze and then go spend more time with Beacon. Beacon will make you feel better.
I love it, Bobby. Third place ratings, losers.
Beacon's the therapy dog for the gymnastics team.
Everything you need to know here. You do not need to know that.
Oh, my God.
Here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. We may have a special NFL guest. We will have the junk drawer. Shots fired at the great state of Texas. And is this really the right guy to play Madden in the picture that's coming out? Commercial free right after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.